is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, here's your hot sheet for Wednesday, the 31st of August, 2016. The New York Times is turning on Hillary Clinton, believe it or not. The editorial page rips her and the Clinton Foundation. Trump takes the dare, calls the bluff, and heads for the inner cities to discuss the state of affairs in poor urban communities. He's starting in Detroit on Saturday. The United States government demanding that Michigan farmers dump perfectly good produce on the ground or face big fines. And Michigan gives in on transgender IDs on driver's licenses. As if being a cop wasn't hard enough already. Plus, heading into the scrum at center field today, Todd Wood will be here to discuss how your Social Security number may end up in the hands of an illegal alien. ACLU attorney Jay Kaplan will explain why those changes to a driver's license are a good idea. The people that are transgender should be identified as their chosen gender. And Professor John M. DeSicco of the University of Michigan will be here to flush and crush liberal dogma and spirits, explaining biofuels are actually worse for the environment than good old gasoline. Yep, we might just burn the house down today. Keep the Common Sense Hotline on speed dial, 888-900-9966, and go ahead, light that thing up. It's time to get started. We're going to start with Brian on the hotline in Southern Michigan. Brian, welcome to it.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I got back to work yesterday, and guy comes up to me, coworker, and he's like, did you hear about the Trump flash mobs? I'm like, no, and then there was another guy that come over to me, and he's like, Trump's a racist. I'm like, huh. I said, how can someone that has facts be racist? And he looked at me like his head was going to explode like a popcorn kernel, and he just walked away. It's like these liberals, they have no facts to go on. It's like they're just crazy, Steve.
Well, here's a little something for you, Brian, and thanks for calling in. Here's something for you to start with here, boys and girls, and I appreciate the call. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said yesterday that he has accepted an invitation to visit Mexico from President Enrique Peña Nieto. I think that's how you say it. Ahead of his immigration policy speech in Arizona. So the Trump is actually going to meet with the Mexican president. And the president of Mexico confirmed that Trump accepted the invitation. The two will be meeting in private today. So the president of Mexico is meeting with Donald Trump today. Talk about a campaign move. Talk about a smart move. Talk about a way to get people's attention. The visit will come as Trump clarifies his stance on immigration, which is one of the centerpieces of his presidential campaign. He has called for the deportation of illegal immigrants by the millions living in the U.S., building a wall along the country's Mexican border, which we should have, or a fence, or some sort of a secure border. I don't care. You call it a wall. Call it whatever you want. Call it Bob for all I care. Just get it done. More recently, Trump has signaled he would soften his stance a little bit after meetings with Hispanic leaders and a town hall held on Fox News last week. But Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, said on Fox News that Trump wants to find the fair and humane way to address the issue, which includes whether to separate families to enforce federal law. But here's the big takeaway from this. Just last week, the Mexican president, who has been critical of Trump's insistence that Mexico would pay for the wall, invited both the Republican nominee and Democrat Hillary Clinton to visit his country. Trump confirming yesterday, by the way he always does, by Twitter, that he will be on his way to accept that invitation today. Clinton's campaign says Trump's visit to Mexico doesn't mean anything. They didn't say whether or not Hillary Clinton would go to Mexico. They just said going there doesn't mean anything. Of course it doesn't, because they don't want to change the policy. A flood of illegals are, let me guarantee you this, If those illegals at the southern border were voting Republican, they'd be down there pouring footings right now. Hillary Clinton would be down there with a ready-mix truck, pouring concrete and holes to put in posts right now to build a wall. But because they vote liberal, because they vote Democratic, my God, let them all in. And hell, I think we ought to lower the voting age to 12. We get all the young people that don't know much about much and get them all to vote Democratic. That's the plan. Good plan, by the way. And don't think that I'm kidding. That has been suggested before, that the voting age be lowered to 16 or 15 or 14. Nothing like getting a bunch of impressionable kids to vote your way with a media blitz, which is what the Democratic Party has become the master of, the media blitz. Clinton's campaign continues to go back and beat the old drum that Donald Trump has painted Mexicans as rapists and criminals and promised to deport 16 million people, including children and U.S. citizens. He has not promised to deport any U.S. citizens, by the way. That's just bunk. And he didn't say all Mexicans are rapists and murderers. He said there are some that come across the border. My God, there are. Fact of the matter is, he's called the left bluff. He's called the left bluff all over the place, and this is just the latest. What ultimately matters is what Donald Trump says to voters in Arizona today after he meets with the Mexican president. Finally, after a whole lot of pressure, a senior official with the Clinton campaign said they would meet with the Mexican president at, quote, the appropriate time, whatever the hell that means. Trump scheduled to speak on immigration today in Phoenix. So he's already out west. He was making a campaign stop near Seattle, conceivably giving him enough time to jet down to Mexico for a brief visit before the evening speech. Plenty of time. Remember when he came to Michigan here last week, he flew all the way to Louisiana, then north to Michigan. Pretty sure he can make it south to Mexico and then just back up across the border into Arizona. Pretty easy thing to do. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie among those urging Trump to make the trip. Christie made his own successful trip to Mexico City in September 2014 and has a warm relationship with the Mexican president. This is where Chris Christie fits into this campaign. This is a big deal. How else to diffuse what's going on? And let me remind you again of what we talked about yesterday. The Pew Research polling shows that Donald Trump right now is getting 24% of the Hispanic vote. 66% goes to Hillary Clinton and the rest to Gary Johnson and elsewhere. But 24% of Hispanic support is more than what John McCain earned in 2008 at 23%, and significantly more than the 21% pulled in by Mitt Romney just 4 years ago. So there you have the facts on the ground. Donald Trump, talk about optics. While Hillary Clinton is hiding, she held a fundraiser yesterday that brought in $2.5 million with 10 people in attendance. While she's charging people $250,000 to have dinner with her, Donald Trump is going to Mexico. Then he's going to Arizona. Then he's going to an all-black church in inner city Detroit. Which candidate do you think is going to hustle and do things that work for this country? 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.